Okay, Wendy, and then Lydia.
That is really hard to follow, I have to say. Okay, I'm going to try to remember everything I started to be on the stack about. I agree that, well, let me just start with this. I have been one who has tried to find out what exactly are the CPB formulas that our stations are awarded funds under. We had an issue, this might even be 2 years ago now, where our Arbitron ratings at KPFT fell below 100,000 listeners in a week, and by Arbitron standards, you know. And all of us on these boards understand that these Arbitron ratings are looking for different things than Pacifica is looking for, that they actually don't, as far as I know, they don't even, like, count Latino people in their ratings. But we happened to fall below a certain number at KPFT. So we had some people on the board at KPFT who think that our station should be basically cowboy music, which is not really true. I mean, they I'll just call it white people music. Okay. So they wanted different kinds of white people music, and then our number fell below that number, and so then they started sounding the alarm about the CPB funding. So then some of us tried to look into it just to put those arguments at rest and see what exactly is it that determines the funding, and we found out that it's a pretty complicated formula. If you're in a larger city, you have to have more members. If you happen to be minority rated station, then you don't have to have quite as big a Arbitron number to get the same funding. But none of that mattered to us. We just wanted to know what it was, and we found out that we couldn't find out because some executives said, well, we can't have them finding out about it. So either way, it is a complicated formula, and I happen to agree or find it very reasonable with what Lydia said, that it very well might not happen on that exact date that we've mentioned previously. But either way, the reason I got on the stack was to tell you that the people that have put in all their time and either worked on bylaws or got themselves, got themselves elected to the board are people that care about Pacifica very much. And KPFT is going to handle this current crisis. We, regardless of whether they listened to a lot of our advice at the time that the elections were made to the PNV and said, you know, duh, please don't elect four white people, that is what they did. But since then, they have, even before the CPB thing, but driven home by this new CPB thing, new to them, they've said, don't worry, we'll handle it. And they are handling it. There are some political machinations going on right now where so-and-so will resign if they can get so-and-so off the board. That's, you know, a political battle that's going on right now. But in the meantime, we have other people that are just saying, we're not going to wait for that. We'll resign. This issue of this year will be resolved. And, you know, you just have to people that care about this organization care about this organization, and they're not willing to give up extra funding. And they also actually care about the issue. So the fact that, you know, they thought that so-and-so knew more about Pacifica and elected them, or thought that they would give them the programming they want, which is one of my issues, you know. How dare you vote for people that you think care about the same shows as you? It's not about that. It's about the network and about what's best for everybody in the network. So either way, KPFT is going to handle this current issue, and I completely object to bringing up a whole bunch of old battles and, you know, going, I don't know what the end goal is, but appointed seats are not what we all fought for. I mean, I know that some of us who were already on the inside at the time didn't want elected boards, but this is what the movement, I think there was some give and take, you know, get rid of these people and we'll give you elected boards. I don't know. But either way, this is not the way to solve the problem. And, you know, to take issue with Serene, I heard her call a KPFT radio show this week. There have not been seven people of color that are gone from KPFT, driven out by whoever. There have been 11 or something people of every color that don't find their board experience rewarding. So it is unfortunate that in that there were several people of color that didn't find it worth their time. But there have been a whole bunch of really good white people, too.
That point is personal privilege.
No, I'm just let
Madam,
me finish.
Madam Chair, excuse me, Bob.
Call him Mr. Chair,
point
but
of,
either
point
way.
Of personal privilege.
Okay, hold on, Serene. Just, Wendy, finish your comments, and then, Serene, I'll take your point.
Right. Thank you.
It's a little more complicated than it's being made to be, and the fact that everybody is, I'm not even going to say it, because you know what? I've already heard on this call that anybody who doesn't want to vote for this is a racist, and that is bullshit. Okay, so, you know, we're trying to do the best thing for Pacifica, and appointing people to our boards after we've done all this work to make them elected is not the way to go. I'm sure I forgot part of my point, but there we go.
Okay.
That's my comment.
Bob, I'd like to be on the stack. Richard, okay. Bob, I would like to be on the stack also. This is Jim.
All right, I'll add you. Serene, your point?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I urge people to go to the KPFTX website or KPFT.org's website and listen to the archives. I actually called in on community dialogue. And my question was, are people not disturbed by the number of people of color who have resigned from the board? So if that does not disturb Ms. Schroll sufficiently, then I would like her to rethink it.
What is disturbing is how many people have
Wendy, hold on.
Wendy,
Serene
Wendy,
has the floor.
Wendy.
Go ahead, Serene, finish.
You know, and I don't believe that I indicated that any particular person or group of persons' behavior caused people to leave. Clearly, though, there is something wrong there if you send all four white people to a board. If people of color are resigning in numbers, in sizable numbers, if the African-American community in Houston feels alienated from the station. Mm-hmm. And that was my point, and I stand by it. No one has called anyone racist here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay? But the fact is that there are issues of race and class and power within Pacifica, and when someone feels comfortable throwing around the term quota, there is a problem, and you can dress it up however you want. It's a problem.
Everybody resigns at KPFT.
Wendy, you have not been recognized. Okay, so I have Lydia, Richard, and Jim, and let me just point out it's 10:20 on the East Coast, and it would be good if we could try to wrap this up soon. We have one more agenda item. Lydia, you're next. Lydia, are you there? Okay, let's go on to Richard and Lydia.
She has a problem getting the mute off, so maybe give her a second.
To unmute. Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so Wendy, so if you can communicate to those people that are talking, Houston, of course, if they could do this by May, it would be absolutely wonderful, because I think that Richard's point, which is if you even add one more person, that's all the more weight that could have with a CPB, and that might really be, you know, enough to meet that. Certainly that would be far better than where we are, you know, in their eyes, better than where we are now. And pardon?
We will be doing it. I'm telling you for a fact, because I'm not uninformed on this issue.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just saying, so then if we can, just in the interim, just as a backup, you know, just proceed, but with this notion and not even add the at-large person until June, which is when we have to because of the reporting period, and use May to by May have this process wound up, then I think that would, you know, resolve things anyway. Because this process, it's clear to everyone, this process is just going to be too convoluted. I mean, we'll do it if we have to, but it's only as the last resort. And I think we have those two other options. The obviously, the preferred one is that it gets resolved in Houston, and the fallback is to add the one at-large person. And then the third one, of course, is to proceed with the bylaws amendment. But we should proceed as if we don't have anything, because in reality right now we are still empty-handed. But thank you so much for the update from Houston. I'm really relieved to hear that.
Okay, Bob proposed something else, so...
Okay.
Did I miss it because I had to leave for a bit?
No. You heard it. It's the June 1st deadline to move ahead with the original
bond. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
yeah. So it worked for all. Okay.
Are you finished, Lydia?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Richard and then Jim. Richard?
Yeah, just a second. You know, there was a tone in some previous conversations that I found very unprincipled. And I guess I agree with part of what Wendy was saying. I'm very concerned about the situation in Houston, and I think it needs to be dealt with directly. I think other situations need to be dealt with. What bothers me is I hear people sometimes using some of these things sort of as a cudgel. And, I don't want to get in a big fight over this because, you know, I've been doing all I can to make these changes for many, 40, 45 years of my life, and I'll keep doing it till I die. But because you have a political difference on a tactic or how an analysis is, to call somebody Rush Limbaugh, I think is, that's way beyond. And the other thing that bothers me, and I'm just going to say this out directly, I hear people from New York criticizing the fact we don't have any Asians. I don't hear any self-criticism from them about why they don't have any Asians. So, it's a two-way street, folks. We have there aren't any Chicano people on Washington. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on here, and it always seems to get thrown in a certain direction. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure that we have, balance. And my feeling is that it's a political struggle. We have to get out there and find people that are good and bring them forward and, get them involved as opposed to, just sort of, now we need somebody. Let's go add to the board. I just think that there's a different methodology that I see doing it, and I do think the committees of inclusion need to get involved in this and be ahead of the game, before the election, start talking about it and being out there when people are signing up and going to the communities where we have deficits and saying to people, hey, look, you listen to Pacifica, come on and work with us. We want active people that care about this station from all walks of life and certainly all various peoples of color. We had, as I recall, one Arab American on the national board, and he's now gone because he got voted out by a half a vote. So, there was another diversity loss that's very important to me considering where the key, struggles are going on in the world right now. So, it's some of the people that are sitting here arguing for the ones that are there were the ones that voted him out. So, let's just be real about this. There's politics interlaced with all of this stuff, and the guilt-tripping stuff doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't solve any of these problems. Thank you.
Okay, Jim.
It's thank you. It's very important that we really look at ourselves in terms of what we're saying tonight and what has happened. The fact is that that things didn't happen in Houston the way they're supposed to be, and things didn't happen at WPFW the way they're supposed to be. So we have to not let that slide by as if it's something that is just minor. It's major. It's very important that we understand that this country, this America, has not done a good job at bringing us all together. And there's a lot of things that's been done to keep us apart. And as long as we continue not to look at it and not to be conscious of the fact that it does exist, that things do exist that causes us to forget about other people, except when we're challenged on it, then we are going to always have these kind of arguments and discussions. We've got to start to look at it realistically and really get above a lot of the arguments that a lot of other people are making and excuses that people are making for it not happening. It doesn't happen. So what do we do to make it happen? What do we do to make sure that people are included on this board? That's what we need to look at. We need to work out a way to have it, because it won't happen automatically. It didn't happen automatically. So we have to look at it, and we have to do something about it. That's what I know what to say.
Okay, given the
thank you.
Given the lateness of the hour, can we proceed to a vote on this motion? Is there any objection to moving to
We don't remember what the motion is.
No, I'll reread it. Okay. The PNB Governance Committee recommends that the PNB determine the notice date for the amendment offered by six directors concerning the section on at-large directors to be June 1st. Okay, is everyone clear on this? It's a procedural motion. It's not about the bylaws amendment itself, but about the timetable for it.
Well, of course it's about the bylaws amendment itself. It wouldn't...
Well, we spent the last hour on something that was not that.
Well, in any case, I'm just clarifying what we're voting on is about determining that the date be June 1st. That's what the motion says. So is there any – is everyone clear? Any questions about what the amendment means or doesn't mean? If not, then can the secretary please call the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Lydia Prezan?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Hazy Bird? Okay. Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez? Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? No. Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Richard Phelps?
No.
George Ryder? Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez, Don, Wendy Schroll.
No, because of the listener announcements, and I would like to introduce
not,
the
do not engage in debate during
order.
The vote. It is out of order to engage in debate during the vote.
Right.
So go ahead, R. Paul.
Deb Shafto, that's the last one, and she's not here anyway.
R. Paul? Or
yeah.
Bob?
Hold on one second. Was there anyone whose name wasn't called who hasn't cast their vote? Okay. R. Paul, can you give us the count, please?
Is 6-4, 6-4, 3 against, no
okay.
Abstentions.
Bob?
Yes, Wendy.
I would like it entered into the record that the reason I'm voting against this is because of the previous on-air bylaws announcement on all five stations.
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes. Serene, go ahead.
Must we tolerate this? I mean... One votes, one argues one's position, and one votes. Is there actually a requirement that we go through this?
To motivate?
Excuse me, I'm speaking to the chair.
Okay, well, the way I understand this process is that it's not normally recorded as to why a member voted yes, no, abstain, or whatever. So that would have to require a majority vote of the committee to agree to allow one member to have their reasoning included, whereas no other member's reasoning was included. So if, Wendy, are you making a motion to specifically include that in the minutes?
My motion is that what's the big deal? My motion is that...
Point of order.
Yes, Serene.
That was a request that requires a yes or no answer. You know, we've taken the long route around everything every time this member has spoken. It's 10:30 in the East Coast. We have another item on the agenda. Would you direct the member to answer the question so we can move on?
My motivation is that I have spent a whole lot of time on committees and PNBs and everywhere else with Bob, and we always entertain whatever the hell he wants to say. And so I am asking the chair, the temporary chair... Hello, could you
hold on 1 second, Serene. Just finish your sentence, Wendy.
You know, it is appropriate to for this member to say why she would vote against this amendment. And I'm asking the chair to allow it to be entered into the record that the reason that I am voting against this is because our members have been subjected to, at all five stations, have been subjected to a whole lot of announcements about the bylaws that they deem to be important because they came from the PNB. So right now I am saying to put it into the record of this silly little meeting that Wendy objects because...
Okay, I think we got it. Serene, your point of order? Serene?
I would like us to move on with the vote. I believe it's inappropriate for the member to make cast aspersions on the chair or anyone else. Well, I've been there, and I get to, you get to end. I mean, what is this? We're adults.
Okay.
What's your ruling, Mr. Chair?
My ruling is that this is a matter that has to be decided by the body. So the motion, as I understand it, and if the secretary could please get this down, is that and please correct me, Wendy, if my wording is wrong, is that Wendy moves that the minutes be that the minutes include a notation that Wendy Schrell voted no because the announcement of this bylaws amendment has already been made on four stations.
Can I be on the stack when you're done?
Hold on. Is that...
Or even a second.
Is that an accurate statement of the motion, Wendy? Just yes
well,
or no?
Well, I would have said five, but yeah, I'm surprised that the member's own station didn't announce it. But okay, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
So that's
on,
the motion.
On the Pacifica radio stations, yes.
Okay, so that's the motion. Is there a second?
Need a second.
We're in a committee, Bob.
All right. I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Let me see if I have it.
All right. So we can now debate this motion, but I would please urge people to be quick because it's really getting late here. So
before we debate it, we should have it read out again here.
Okay.
Make
please
sure
read
I have it.
It.
Wendy Schroll wants the minutes to include a notation that she voted no because the announcement of this amendment has already been on the Pacifica radio stations. Is that it?
Because a contradictory amendment to the bylaws has been made on the Pacifica stations several times in the last 2 months.
Okay. Do you have that, R. Paul?
I'm getting it. Hold on. Wendy Schroll wants the minutes to include a notation that she voted no because a contradictory announcement of the bylaws amendment has already been on the Pacifica radio station?
On the air. Yeah, on the air.
Okay.
On the air on the Pacifica radio station.
Okay.
Okay, so Wendy Schroll wants the minutes to include a notation that she voted no because a contradictory announcement of the bylaws amendment has already been on the air on the Pacifica radio station.
Okay. Who wants to speak on this?
Richard.
Richard. Okay. Anyone else? Go ahead, Richard.
I understand the delegate's concern, but I think the simple way to handle that is by making a minority report if she wants to. Because otherwise we can have this coming up all the time. Somebody wants their thing included. We have to stop and vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
The minutes generally should only represent the actions taken, not the debate. Otherwise you're going to have to listen to the whole debate. It's on the web stream if somebody wants to go back and listen to it. But I just think it's the setting up a bureaucratic process that really can divert us. Because on the next motion, somebody may want to do it there. And then we decide this one they can, this one they can't. That should never be on there, and that's why you have minority reports. So that's my
okay,
opinion.
Bob.
Yes,
I'll actually accept that. I'm registering my frustration. So that's all, and never mind.
Okay, so you're withdrawing the motion.
I'll withdraw it.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
Bob, you have to ask if the whole committee agrees to withdraw it.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
Is there any objection? Is there any objection to Wendy withdrawing her motion? Okay, hearing none, it's withdrawn, and we're now going on to the next agenda item, which, unfortunately, it's mine, so I'm chairing this and offering it. Let me pull it up on screen. Okay, this is a motion that reads as follows. The Governance Committee directs its bylaws working group to immediately begin formulating, in conjunction with the PNB Elections Committee, a bylaws amendment to change the timetable for LSB elections and report back at the next governance committee meeting. That's the end of the motion. I've already emailed it to the committee. Now let me quickly motivate it and then I'll...
Point of information?
Yes.
It's unclear. Were you talking about for this coming election or in general?
In general.
But does that include the election that's just a couple months away?
No, because it would be too late.
Right. I was going to say we've already been announcing those dates on our station.
No. This would be starting with the next election.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So the motivation for this actually is not my idea. I mean, I've put this into a motion form, but this has been batted around by people on various, from different points of view within Pacifica for probably a year and a half. And that is, a lot of people recognize that it has not served us collectively to be having elections in the fall. It for two main reasons. It conflicts with government elections that are in the fall, which are not just on even years, but in places like New York City, the mayoral election is on odd-numbered years. So you have that whole competition for airtime when our listeners want to hear what are the issues in the government election, but there's time that needs to be devoted to the LSB election. And the second problem is it has often conflicted with pledge drives that go on in October. So for those reasons, different people have talked about a brand new schedule that would involve focusing the main election in the spring in such a way that didn't interfere with the spring pledge drives. And there actually was a proposal that came out of the New York, the WBAI Bylaws Committee, and I think there's been proposals elsewhere. I don't know how far they've progressed. But the point is not to push any one proposal at this point, but to open up that debate quickly in the hopes that there could be a consensus and then an agreement to put it on. This requires a vote by the full membership because it involves inevitably, it could be either extending or cutting the terms of existing people. I would say nobody's term should ever be cut. So I think that you'd have to extend, like let's say the people who were going to, terms were going to expire in December of 07 would be extended perhaps till whatever month it might be, March of 08. Which requires the full membership to vote. And I think it would be highly desirable if that could happen in this year's election as a referendum so that it could take effect in the 07 elections. In any case, I'm done. That's the motivation. So the floor is open. Who would like to speak?
Richard.
Okay.
Nobody else to speak. I think that we should take a look at it. I mean, we're not tasking ourselves to any particular thing, but I think that it would be a good idea to look this out, get some calendars out, plot it out, see how it would work, and see if we can find something that you know, kind of fits in between the cracks of our schedule of doing, you know, fund drives and the national elections, and maybe we can find a more harmonious situation. I don't see anything real controversial about this because we're just, it's like an exploratory committee, and we should just do it.
Okay, anyone else?
This is Lydia.
Yeah. Arpal.
Hold on. Lydia, I heard Arpal. Any others?
Yeah, AC.
Okay,
I'm back
Lydia,
home.
Arpal, and then AC. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. No, I just wanted to say that I wanted to ask, actually, what is going on with the Elections Committee? Because I have long been waiting for this and wondering what other things were going to be added. Are they not going to have something soon? Is there a schedule for them to propose various election amendments to the PNB? And are they going to first propose them to the governance? I'm not saying they have to, but I'm just saying.
I don't think that's on the top of our agenda.
Pardon?
I'm on the election committee. I don't think that that's in the forefront of the things we're dealing with at the moment.
Oh, okay. So we can move forward with this.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. It was just a question.
Right. I mean, if we already had a motion ready to go, sure, we would need to do it. But thank
mm-hmm.
you for asking.
Okay.
Arpal?
Yeah. I am not at all sure that the coincidence of the Pacifica elections in the fall with general elections of all sorts doesn't help us to get the quotas. I think that it gets, you know, people are talking about elections of various types already, and they'll add this one in, too. There are loads of elections happening at that time. So I think we might be playing with fire and risking loss of a quota at a future election if we start trying to fiddle around with it. I think right now it looks pretty good to me in the fall.
Okay. AC?
Yeah, I just wanted a point of clarification. I had to leave the phone. And what happened on the last, would you mind just telling me what happened on the vote?
Yeah, the previous motion about the June 1st date for the at-large director's amendment did pass.
Okay. All right.
Was that your only
that's it
point?
For me, yeah.
Okay.
I have one, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
Part of what I saw in the last elections were that the people that Pacifica hired to conduct their elections are elections people, and that they were really busy in November. I didn't really see that the members of our foundation couldn't handle voting for president or congress people at the same time as they voted for Pacifica. And I kind of think that maybe our Paul has a point when he says their people are thinking about elections at that time. I don't really see the big deal with this. You know, when you say it's about the fund drives, that makes sense to me. I don't think that Pacifica should be voting for board members at the same time as they're doing fund drives, but I do also think that the bylaws drafters took that into consideration too. So, it seems really innocent that we're going to have the bylaws working group begin formulating in conjunction with the PNB Elections Committee a bylaws amendment, but I think it was more about the people that know about elections being able to do this in addition to their day job. And I wonder if, I don't know how important that is. I know that we went through a whole lot of things trying to decide when to do it, and that, the fall seemed to be the best time, and they made a point to do it at a certain time in the stations, which was scheduled around the fund drive, but then the stations also made sure to not have the fund drives at the same time. So there was also a lot of parts about it that included whether the fund drives would get people enrolled in time to vote. The fund drives happened in September or the very first week of October. Elections were in November, right? So I don't really get this. I don't know that it's the bylaws group's job. I think it's the elections committee's job. And so I'm tending to want to vote no on this.
Back, Serene.
Yeah, Serene and then myself. Go ahead, Serene.
Speaking from inside the station, having elections and therefore election forums, which include on-air forums, competing for airtime when they're trying to raise money is a bad idea. It simply does not afford the kind of exposure to candidates that is required for people to make informed decisions. And I believe part of the report, the report addressed the timing of the election. There are places where other elections are held other than in the fall, and I think that people are focused, because there are other elections, they're focused on other things at the time. And we should simply change it to a time that actually works better with the real-life schedule of the stations.
Okay, calling on myself. I do remember, I'm glad Serene reminded us, the National Election Supervisors explicitly recommended that this change be made. For the reasons that various of us have been saying tonight. So that's worth noting after he had gone through the whole experience and saw all the obstacles. Also, I remember hearing and either firsthand or from other people who'd been working on some aspect of the election, a lot of complaints from listeners that 2004 was a really active time with the presidential election and local elections, that people really were sidetracked. People were personally involved in different campaigns, government campaigns, for government seats, and listeners were really trying to get a fix on who did they favor for the state legislature and all of that. And so it's just a competition for airtime, too. You can't cover all those things simultaneously. I also want to correct the dates that were mentioned about the pledge drives. At least at BAI, the pledge drives sometimes start – well, first let me start with the bylaws. The bylaws say the ballots are mailed October 15th and must be returned by November 15th. And so that means that there can be – since the candidates qualify by September 25th, a key period for debates would be between September 25th and then If I recall, at most of the stations, the debates went on through maybe the first 2 weeks of the balloting period. So that would mean from September 25th to November 1st is sort of the key period for on-air coverage, for on-air debates and playing candidates' cards or whatever the format is. So that's a crucial period for almost every station's pledge drive and for almost every government election. So I think those are two independent conflicts that really suggest we ought to look at upending this entire calendar. All right.
I'd like to say something, Bob.
Sure. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, I don't take this as a personal criticism or anybody that spoke. I'm listening to this process here, and you know, I'm a process person. I work as a mediator, and I've noticed what we do a lot is, and what we've done a lot tonight, and I've been guilty of it too, is we are arguing the issue, and what we're really talking about here is setting up a committee to look at the issue, right? We're not setting up saying that this committee is going to go say it's going to have to change. We can evaluate it, look at it clearly, get everybody's input during that process, and then decide if a change needs to be made and then bring it to the PNB. So I think we need to fine-tune our process a little because we spend a lot of time, and then we're going to argue it again when it comes back from the committee or whatever. I just think we should set up a committee to look at it, and then people do some studies and check it out and come up with alternative ideas, and we don't need to do that at this meeting. It's just what we're doing, and I think we should just see if it makes sense and then vote on it somewhere, you know, a month or two down the road.
If I could say one more thing, Bob?
Yeah.
This is the same issue that was brought to a bylaws vote of the foundation last year.
No, it's not the same issue. That was about lengthening the time between the qualifying for the ballot and mailing out the ballot and shortening the time for nominations. It had nothing to do with changing the start date or the end date. This, what I'm talking about, what many people have been talking about, is changing the entire dates of the entire process to a completely different part of the year.
Okay. Well, so I apologize because I just got the motion during this meeting when I was trying to pay attention to the meeting. So if I could just add, don't people think that maybe the Elections Committee would have something to do with talking about elections?
That's why the motion says formulating in conjunction with the PNB elections.
So how does that work? We then call joint meetings of the governance or the bylaws working group and the Elections Committee?
Well,
can I make a suggestion?
Please.
Well, the Bylaws Committee could decide that it's through this group and notice the Election Committee that they've done it, and then the Election Committee could also do likewise or have a couple people from there work on that working group. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do that to try to see what makes sense. I mean, there's nothing wrong with investigating anything. That's what we're supposed to do. That's why we're, you know, intelligent to try to make
I understand intelligence, and the only problem I have with any of this stuff is that there is a lack of goodwill everywhere. I wonder how we can prescribe that.
Well,
everybody has to want to make it work. How are we going to do that? Because that is what is essential right now.
Yeah, but I think the best way to do that is to have somebody go out and investigate it and come back with some analysis. If we disagree with the analysis, we don't support it.
So it's going to be the bylaws group?
Well, and within conjunction with the election committee, too.
Okay, and it would be awesome if they could meet.
Can I please beg people, it's 10 to 11 on the East
Coast. I know, that's
fine. Can we bring this to a vote? Is there anyone who's burning to say something, or can we vote? All right. So I'll reread the motion. The Governance Committee directs its bylaws working group to immediately begin formulating, in conjunction with the PNB Elections Committee, a bylaws amendment to change the timetable for LSB elections and report back at the next Governance Committee meeting. Okay, everyone's clear? Any unclarity about that?
The Elections Committee defers to the Governance Committee when it comes time to present?
Nobody said anything about deferring. It's going to be an attempt to have a joint process. It says in conjunction with the PNB Elections Committee to come and then come back to the Governance Committee. Now, if there's a difference of opinion, then the Elections Committee could go and, you know, go through its committee and bring a different proposal to the floor of the board.
Right. And then we debate them out.
Yeah.
All right. I have no objection.
Okay. So is there any objection to adopting this motion? Okay, hearing none, the motion's adopted.
Is anybody left on the call?
Okay, so that's it for the pre-arranged items on the agenda. We just have new business, but please keep in mind it's 10 to 11, so I
urge the new business?
No, there's none, but I'm saying that's a normal item on any agenda is to allow for new business.
Right.
But I would just encourage people if they could voluntarily hold off any ideas they have until the next meeting.
I just have a point of information.
Yes.
I missed the beginning of the call. I was actually in a local meeting. But I'm wondering whether, in fact, we've agreed to do third Thursdays, which I understand is also the date for the Finance Committee or something.
We did, I believe. Our Paul, could you help me here? I don't have my
notes. We agreed on it. And 2.5 hours ago, I set the third Thursday of every month for the rest of this year.
Okay.
It's on the calendar.
Thank you for your efficiency.
So, Serene, what did you say was the problem?
I think the Finance Committee had taken that prior to our taking it.
National or WBAI?
The National. And I think it was the Finance, but someone else.
Well, our Paul.
Go ahead,
Serene.
Yeah, just so that people who want, it's not necessarily that we have people who have dual membership. I'm not aware that we do. But just for people who want to be able to stay current, live rather than always promising to get to the archives. It would be good if we didn't set up committee meetings that conflicted, or for members, not just, people who are listener members, but also for people who are members of various boards and want to hear firsthand what's happening elsewhere.
Let me ask our Paul, when you said you already put it on the kpftx.org calendar, did you see?
I'll say this, Finance did it. Took the third Thursday this time and then canceled it. They took the 20th and then they canceled their meeting for that day. They have
no further meetings
on third Thursdays for the rest of the year.
I was actually listening to the call when they agreed that that would be their pattern, so I don't know whether their secretary has not yet posted to the calendar, but they did vote on it and agreed that they would be doing third Thursdays. And I just think if a conflict can be avoided, it should be.
Okay,
I'll point out that we've had the Thursdays the previous time.
I'm leaving.
Okay, hold on, everyone. Hold on. We're almost about to adjourn. Can I suggest, if there's no objection, that we revisit this at the next meeting based after we find out what the Finance Committee schedule for the year is going to be, if they know.
Good idea.
Okay.
No.
I'm not suggesting we rescind it. I'm just saying let's look at it again and see if that changes the equation at all.
Okay. What's more important?
All right.
Okay.
And thank you, Bob, for taking over for Julie, and thank you, our Paul, for taking the minutes.
Okay.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Someone move.
Second.
Serene,
okay.
Any objection?
None.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.